You've probably heard the phrase, patience is a virtue. But what does it really mean, and how can you channel patience most effectively in your pitch? I don't consider myself a naturally patient person. It's something I've had to work on in the past and continue to work on every day in both personal and professional interactions, whether it's booking a doctor's appointment, trying to get rebooked on an airline, or explaining a pitch to a TV producer for the fourth time. It can be easy to become impatient and snap at someone if they just aren't getting there quick enough for you. Before you become impatient with someone, put yourself in their shoes. Staying calm, appreciative, and maintaining self-control is key to getting what you want in tense situations. Without patience, you can't do this effectively. Empathize with the other person's position, even if it's obvious you are right or justified in whatever you are requesting or pitching. The pitch challenge today? Practice patience by doing three things in a tense situation. First, take a deep breath. This will allow space between you and the other person and give you time to think before you get upset or overreact. Second, put yourself in the other person's shoes or situation. Do they have a job where people jump on their case all the time, have little or no authority to make final decisions or correct problems, or have unrealistic timelines to get their work accomplished? We need to give these people a break. Third, smile. A smile can diffuse a ton of tension, and it's the universal sign that you are happy and appreciative. If you are on the phone and you can't see the person, smile with your voice. By taking these three simple steps, you'll set yourself up for a better chance to get what you want without being the cause of another person's stress. Patience is always a good and useful pitching tool, which is why patience is a virtue, especially when you practice being a virtuous communicator.